Hi, welcome to my podcast. So today I will be telling you about a bunch of different books that I love and a short summary of the different types of books. Today I will also be telling you about three different genres, which are fantasy, dystopian, and science fiction. At the end, I will also tell you about some of my favorite books. Also in this podcast, I will be telling you about one of the books I have listed off, a little short summary of it, so that you can kind of get a feel for what the genres are actually about. I'm going to start off with fantasy. I really love fantasy books because anything can happen since it's in a fictional place where magic is possible. Some books in the fantasy genre are Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling, Mistborn by Brandon Sanderson, Keeper of the Lost Cities by Shannon Messenger, and The Way of Kings by Brandon Sanderson. Those are just some of the many books in the fantasy genre. And some of these books could fit into other genres too. So my personal definition of fantasy, of the fantasy genre, is where everything is set in like a fictional universe, with like not usually anything relating to like actual real life, like real characters or real people in real life. The characters are usually all made up, and usually there's like some sort of magic in the universe, but there doesn't always have to be, I guess. It's just, it usually is. And I really love fantasy books. They're really fun to read because it's so different. You're like, whoa. One of the many fantasy books I have read is Harry Potter, and I really loved that whole entire series. It is really good, and if you haven't read it, you have to. Just, like, stop listening to this right now and go read it and then come back. But, so, Harry Potter, I really enjoyed the series because it has magic in it, and I really like anything with, like, magic and that sort of thing. So the fantasy genre is amazing for me, and I just love reading fantasy books. So Harry Potter is about a young boy named Harry Potter, if you couldn't guess that already. And when he was a little kid, his parents both died, and he lives with his aunt and uncle on Privet Drive with his cousin Dudley, and he doesn't have the best time there because of his aunt and uncle being kind of mean to him and his cousin being really mean. He just it's not enjoyable for him there. And so then one day on his birthday, he gets a letter from a school called Hogwarts telling him he's a wizard and he can go to the school to learn magic. And it's really, really cool. And I really have enjoyed reading those books. And I have read them a lot because they're so good. And so, yeah. The next genre I will be telling you about in this podcast is dystopian. Dystopian isn't my favorite, but I do like it. It's really fun. I like fantasy definitely more than dystopian, but that's just my personal opinion. You might like dystopian more, it depends. So I would describe dystopian, the dystopian genre, as a world where everybody thinks it's like all great and stuff, but there's something actually really wrong with like either their government, or they're just like poor, or there's like something bad, but they pretend it's all happy and good, but it's where something you would never want to happen. And I don't know, it's not the best definition, but it's what I can describe it as. But dystopian is actually really fun to read, and I really like it. So some books in the dystopian category that I have read are The Red Queen by Kira Cass, Maze Runner by James Dashner, Divergent by Veronica Roth, The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins, and Uglies by Scott Westerfeld. These are just a few of a lot of good dystopian books, and I really have enjoyed reading these. My favorite out of these would have to be probably The Red Queen, because it is so good. Because I love any books with superpowers. Those ones make me get so excited, because they usually have, like, I don't know, they're just really fun to read. And so I really have liked these books, and I would recommend reading them. So my brief summary of The Red Queen is about a girl named Mare Barrow. She's about 17-ish, I would say. I think she's 17. And she lives in a really, like, poor area, because she kind of has to, because in this world, there's people with red blood and there's people with silver blood. And the people with silver blood, they have magical powers. And there's, like, so many different ones. There's, like, what they call burners that have, like, basically firepower, where they can, like, throw fire and do all this cool stuff with fire. And there's many more powers than that. I just was naming off one. And so the Reds are, like, basically slaves to the Silvers, and they hate it, but they can't do anything about it, because they're, like, the Silvers are way more strong than them, and they don't have anything they can do about it. And it seems like nothing will change, and everything's gonna stay the same. And then one day, something happens to Mare, and I guess you'll have to read it to find out, because I don't want to spoil. But yeah, that's basically how the book starts out and what is going on. So that's basically it for the dystopian genre. I really have enjoyed reading dystopian books, and I think they're really fun to read. So yeah. The next genre I will be talking about is science fiction. I really have enjoyed, like I've said many times before, reading all of these genres I have talked about so far, but I have really liked reading science fiction books, because my favorite book for a while was a science fiction book. And so yeah, I'll be telling you a summary about that book in a little bit, but first I'm going to tell you basically what science fiction books are about, like, the genre. So, science fiction is really, really fun, and I personally really enjoy reading science fiction books. My definition of the science fiction genre is usually books that have, like, they have, like, futuristic, like, science stuff with, like, I don't know, like, where they can travel to, like, beyond, like, different planets, like, aliens coming, and, technology, like, really futuristic and stuff, like, getting advanced and, like, strange things happening from it. And so it's usually, with, like, aliens, like I said before, and it's, like, strange. Well, like, there doesn't always have to be aliens, it's just that's, like, something that usually does happen sometimes, you know. So basically, science fiction is just, like, futuristic science stuff going on with, like, advanced technology. That's, like, the short summary. Sorry, I made that so long before, but some science fiction books are Renegades by Marissa Mayer, Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson, Michael Vay by Richard Paul Evans, and there are many, many more books in that category, but those are just a few. And my summary of one of these books is I've chosen to do Michael Vay, because Michael Vay was my very favorite book for, like, years and years, and I would freak out when a new one came out, and I would get so excited to read it all in one day, and then I'd be sad I read it too fast. And so Michael Vay is about a teenage boy named Michael Vay, if you couldn't tell. But okay, so the first book is called Michael Vay, The Prisoner, Cell 25. So this book is about a boy named Michael, who in the beginning he lives at, like, an ordinary life, but he, like, bullies and, like, just living his normal teenage years, and he doesn't have a dad because his dad died of a heart attack when he was like a little kid. And so he lives with his mom, and his mom works hard to keep up their pay, because they're kind of, like, tight on money and stuff. And so it's just like a normal, his normal life, but except for he has a secret, that he can, like, create, like, electricity and use it. It's really, really cool, like, basically electricity powers. And he hasn't told anyone about this. And then some strange stuff starts happening, and he starts to figure out some stuff, and it gets really, really good after that. But that's basically the beginning of Michael Bay. And so Michael, this is not very important, but he has, like, a best friend named Austin, and he's, like, a really big nerd. And so he, like, helps him with his, like, powers, because that's actually, he does tell, like, one person. His mom knows, obviously, and Austin knows that he has powers, too, because he told him, even though he wasn't supposed to tell anyone. And so, yeah, it's really, really good, and I love the series, and there's 7 books in it. There's, and it's really good, like I said, like, 1,000 times, but I can't, say how good this is. You have to read it. It is amazing. So now I'm going to move on from science fiction to one of my, well, my favorite book, at least right now. Well, some of my very favorite, because I love so many books, I can't choose a favorite. But some of my very favorite books are, this is, like, my favorite book category right now. It's not, like, a genre, obviously. But anyway, so my, like, favorite books ever are The False Prince by Jennifer Nielsen and Keeper of the Lost Cities by Shannon Messenger. I really love those two books. I can reread them 10,000 times in a row, and I will still love them after, and I'll want to read it again. They are just that good, and it makes me so happy to read them. So, basically, The False Prince is about this orphan kid named Sage, and he lives in a country called Avenia. And it's kind of bad there. There's, like, a bunch of, like, he's an orphan, and so he lives in an orphanage, and it's bad there because there's, like, thieves everywhere, and it's just unsafe to be out on the streets and stuff. And so he, one day he is, like, the book starts out with him stealing a roast from a butcher, and as he's stealing it, he's, like, he gets it to steal it to feed the boys at the orphanage because he's, like, super hungry all the time because they don't have a lot of food. And so he's stealing it, and then on his way back to the orphanage to bring the roast because he's running away from the butcher because the butcher is chasing after him, he gets tripped by somebody putting their foot out on the street, and he falls, and the butcher catches up to him, and he's like, oh crap, I'm gonna die now. And then this random dude comes up to him, and he's like, hey, I'll pay you money for the roast, and I will save this child, or whatever. Basically, well, he's not a child, he's 14, I think. Well, he's almost 15, or he's almost 14, but, so this dude saves him, and he's like, hey, my name's Connor, and I'm basically bought you for a slave, and then, I mean, well, not a slave, but, like, being a servant in his, like, yard work and stuff, and he's like, you have to come with me, and he's like, and then Sage is like, no way, because he's like, I'm never leaving this. And by the way, Sage is, like, a really, really cool character, because he can, like, he's known to be able to, like, be an amazing thief, and he can steal stuff very well, and he can he's actually really smart, and even though he doesn't seem like it at first. And so throughout this book, he goes back with Connor, and he figures out he's gathered these other boys for something, but he doesn't know why, and they all look kind of similar, so they're wondering what's his plan for them, because he's just said, well, Sage kind of just assumed that he was purchasing him for, like, to be his, like, servant to, like, work in fields and stuff on his land, but he really didn't do that, and they're starting to figure out why as they're going to Connor's house, but, yeah, it's kind of a mystery, and you're not sure why, and I really, really love this book, and I would give it 5 stars. It is so amazing. I can't describe it. But yeah, sorry. That summary was really confusing probably. But And Keeper of the Lost Cities is also amazing, but I'm not going to give a summary of it. So, these have been some of my favorite books and my favorite genres, and I loved talking about them because it makes me happy to talk about them. And so, I really encourage you to read some of these books if you want to try out new genres and stuff, because they are really fun to read, and I just get lost reading all the time because I just read all day long, and then I realize, oh, I should probably do something else, because that's how good these books are. You have to read them. These are different genres, and that's why I like them. So, yeah.